Let's talk about you. A little background, if we can. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Minnesota, South Central Minnesota, and have lived in many parts of the world since then.
And now you're in northern Minnesota, experiencing our wonderful winter once again.
Right.
Whenever I mention winter to my guests, they chuckle, just like you did, yes. Let's talk about your role as a board member. You represent Polk County. What are your responsibilities as a board member, Marianne?
Well, my responsibilities are many, some small, some big. I try to have my ear open to what's happening in Polk County and what some of the needs are, and also to bring to the board happenings in Polk County that might affect some of the duties we have. And our duties include reviewing many different types of grants and people who are attempting to get these grants, and trying to help distribute funds to enliven or bring new arts to the area.
You mentioned bringing that art to the area, and that's part of the role of the Arts Council. And with that, a majority of funding comes from the state of Minnesota. How important is the Arts Council to Northwest Minnesota, Marianne?
Oh, I feel it is extremely important. For a person to have a full life, it's not only family and work, but we have to be able to enjoy the arts and what they bring to life. And I think for Northwest Minnesota, we have many examples of the arts coming to the area and enriching people, especially if we're able to start with the kids in the schools.
I mentioned earlier you're a founding member of the Riverwalk Artist Gallery and Gift Shop in downtown East Grand Forks. How important has the gallery been for displaying works of art for regional artists, and how has it grown over the years?
Well, of course, I'm biased, having been one of the founders.
Sure.
But I think what it is and remains is a venue for local artists to be able to display their items and to make them available for sale to people of the area. It's nice when someone comes into your home and they look at maybe even things on the wall, and you can honestly say, well, that was made by someone from East Grand Forks or by someone from Thief River Falls. It brings the community that much closer together.
Do you still produce artwork, Marianne?
I do. Right now I'm not selling it, but I do. Much of my artwork I give away, like for different causes. And also, while I was at Riverwalk Artists, anything I sold, the proceeds went to the Haitian Health Foundation, which is dear to my heart since I lived in Haiti for a while.
Mm-hmm. What kind of art do you produce, Marianne?
I am a photographer.
Okay.
And I mainly photograph different things of nature. So I would use that photography to produce enlargements for pictures or to put on cards. And then I also do pottery, and I do charcoal drawings.
Do you pursue certain themes in your artwork?
My themes are mainly what comes from within, so it varies. The themes in my photography is usually the beauty of nature, and I never try to enhance my photos, but because I believe that nature of itself is so beautiful. So that's the theme for photography. For my charcoal work, it often has a theme of either nature or women.
What role does the artist have in society, Marianne?
I think the role is unique to each artist, but I think the artist, and there's an artist in each and every one of us. I think the artist brings forth the ability to make the person seeing to stop and pause and realize a new dimension, shall say, adept in what our level of being is and what it means to just exist. It makes the person stop and be within the moment, if that makes sense.
It does. It's an artistic outlook on life, isn't it?
I guess it is, yes.
Yeah.
But it's very realistic because, you know, tomorrow is, we can't do anything about. Yesterday is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is right now.
In producing your photography work, what kind of responses have you had to your work?
I've had very positive responses. I especially have enjoyed going to Itasca State Park. So, for instance, I have seen the Mississippi headwaters in spring, fall, winter, summer, to see how it changes. Have gone looking for the lady slipper, which is our state flower. People are able to say, when they look at the picture, it's like I'm standing right there.
Mm-hmm. Marianne is featured on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council website. That's northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. And among comments that she has listed there, she says, I'm living proof that we are never too old to try something new. Now, at the age of 65, Marianne went skydiving. When she was 70, she went paragliding off the Swiss Alps. You keep busy, don't you?
I do. I do. And I, right now, as we talk, I am sitting in my home looking at a sign that says, well-behaved women rarely make history.
Speaking of that and admiration, about 2 weeks ago, I talked with Jessica Pribula, the 2014 Artist of the Year Award winner from the Arts Council, and she mentioned your name. She said that she emulates you.
Oh.
Isn't
well,
that nice?
I don't know about that. It is, yes,
yeah.
It is. Who do I emulate?
Yeah, who do you admire?
You know, that list could be very long. It's like I sit and while I'm reading, I try to get into what I am reading. And if an author is able to place me right in that setting, then I think, well, when I write, I want to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with someone who does painting or any of the arts. It's like when I see something that transfixes me and takes me even for a moment to another place, I think maybe I could do that too in the work I'm doing.
Whether it's photography or the written word or dance or drama, I think of one word, Marianne, that is expression.
Yes, that's a very good word.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Or jumping off the Alps.
There you go.
It was an unbelievable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what all of our life is.
Yes.
Matter of fact, this morning I was reading something about how every experience of our life can be one of three things. It can be we go through it and we don't even realize what's happening. It can be toward our good or it can be toward our bad. And our job is to look at each experience so that it is something positive to lead us on to the next step. And I see art as that way.